Giffen followed the little man home to his house. It was a small cottage. It was very untidy. The grass was long, and some of the windows were broken. Inside, there was junk everywhere. There were tools, nuts and bolts, machines and bits of wire all over the floor. "My name is Mr. Flint," said the little man, "but everyone calls me Flinty." "I'm in a hurry, Flinty," said Giffen, "so let me see you do some flying."
"Very well, very well," replied Flinty. He went over to a shelf and took down a small box.
Then he lifted up the carpet and pulled out a short strap. It looked like a watch band made out of silver.
"I keep the strap in one place and the box in another," said Flinty. "That's to stop anyone stealing my invention. I have to screw the box on to the strap. It won't work unless both pieces are screwed together."
Flinty fiddled around with the box and the strap. It took a long time, about half an hour. Giffen was getting worried. He did not want to stay much longer. The crowd would be mad when they found out that the glue did not work for long. At last, Flinty finished. He had screwed the box onto the strap. He put it onto his arm. It looked just like a wristwatch, only bigger.
"Now," said Flinty, "watch this."
Slowly he rose up off the floor. He went up about 10 centimetres. Giffen could not believe it. His eyes nearly popped out of his head.
"How high can you go?" he asked Flinty.
"As high as I want to." Flinty floated up to the ceiling. Then he flew around the room, just like a cloud. Giffen knew that he had to get the strap box flyer. It was worth a fortune. He could make a lot of money if he had it.
"Why are you showing this to me?" Giffen asked Flinty.
"Because you are a great inventor," said Flinty. "You have invented Giffen's great glue. I'm an inventor too. I have invented the strap box flyer. We could be partners. You could help me make the strap box flyer, and I could help you make the glue."
Giffen did not say anything. He was thinking. He wanted the strap box flyer, but he couldn't stay in Horsham.
Once 4 hours was up, his glue would stop working. The things that people had mended would start falling to bits. They would come looking for him. He could even end up in jail.
"Have you got another strap box flyer?" Giffen asked.
"Yes," said Flinty. "I have one more. You can try it out if you want to, but first I'll have to assemble it. I will have to screw the strap onto the box."
"That will take half an hour," said Giffen. "I will go and get my truck. Then I'll be back to try out the strap box flyer myself."
Giffen went off. He had decided to steal the strap box flyer. He wanted to have the truck nearby for a quick getaway. Giffen could not believe his luck. Once he had the strap box flyer, he would find out how it worked. Then he would make more of them. He could sell them for thousands of dollars each. He would make a fortune. Everyone would want one. He ran back to his truck. Then he drove to Flinty's house as fast as he could. The strap box flyer was ready. There would just be time for a quick tryout, and then he would have to leave town. Flinty put the strap box flyer onto Giffen's arm.
"Now," he said, "all you have to do is to think of where you would like to fly to."
Giffen thought that he would like to fly over his truck. It worked. He went gently flying through the air and landed on the roof of his truck. Flinty floated over and joined him.
"Great," said Giffen, "really great. How high can we go with these things?"
"As high as you like," said Flinty, "as high as you like." Giffen forgot about everything except the strap box flyer. He forgot about the time. He forgot about the Giffen's great glue, and he forgot about getting out of town quickly.
"Let's go up into the clouds," he said to Flinty.
And so they flew together, high into the sky. When they looked down, the people looked like tiny ants. It was wonderful to fly so high. Time passed quickly. Hours went by.
It started to get dark. Giffen decided he would wait until it was night. Then he would be able to get away from Flinty. He would just fly off and lose Flinty in the dark. Then he would drive off in his truck and never come back. He could take the strap box flyer to bits and find out how it worked. Then he could make a lot more of them and sell them. He would be rich. Flinty flew over to Giffen. "We're very high," he said. "We can't go much higher than this. There would be no air to breathe." Giffen looked down. They were so high that he could not see the ground. They were above the clouds. "I have only made 2 strap box flyers so far," said Flinty, "and yours is the best of the 2. "Why is that?" asked Giffen. "Because I joined it together with Giffen's great glue." Giffen was just in time to see his strap box flyer break into bits. Then he started to fall. He screamed all the way down.